Well, thank you. And again, as with all immunotherapy, there's always risks. And we're going to talk about specific FDA class labeling for slip box warnings in this slide. Although rare, the slip can cause life-threatening allergic reactions. Most adverse events are typically local oral reactions that occur pretty early on in treatment and usually disappear during the first days or weeks without any medical intervention as the immune system kind of develops tolerance over time. So those are the most common complaints you're going to see, as mentioned in previous slides. But it is important to note that even with these kind of mild local symptoms, they can be bothersome enough to cause a treatment discontinuation. So having those conversations with your patients is important. Of course, do not administer SLIT to patients with severe, unstable, or uncontrolled asthma. And this is, you know, a really important point. And in our office, asthma screening with pulmonary function testing and FeNO is standard of care prior to initiating any form of immunotherapy, whether that's SLIT, SCIT, or OIT. So we really make sure we've kind of screened out any asthmatics that are hiding in plain sight. It's also important to observe patients in the office at least 30 minutes following the initial dose, as this dose has been associated with a higher risk of reaction. And oftentimes we use this time frame to go over any remaining questions patients might have about SLIT and really coach them on what they might expect in the coming weeks to months. Prescribing an epinephrine auto-injector for all new starts is encouraged with proper instruction and training. And that's important to note because a lot of times we just give these medications and send them out the door. And then when they get in a scenario where they need it, a lot of patients, you know, get nervous or freak out and don't administer the medicine correctly. So really go over that with them in detail. We always provide a SLIT action plan that can be provided to patients, instructing them on when to seek immediate medical care if they do use their epinephrine. Now, SLIT might not be suitable for all patients with certain underlying medical conditions, and this is true for SCIT as well. And we're looking at patients specifically who have reduced ability to survive serious adverse reactions. And these typically include patients with severe cardiovascular or respiratory conditions. So SLIT might not be suitable for those patients or in patients who might be unresponsive to epinephrine or inhaled bronchodilators, such as those patients taking beta blockers. So these are all things that we keep in mind when we start patients on immune therapy in our offices. So now that we've got that out of the way, Dr. DeBusky is going to talk about some panel discussion topics that we'll review with each other.